Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We have that solemn command from Jesus in today's gospel. Beware of false prophets. It's not a popular command. It's not popular. Doesn't feel good necessarily to sing the words we sang in our opening hymn today, naming certain false teachers, false prophets in the world, the Pope and the Muslim. It's not comfortable. People don't like to do it. It makes us squirm. How serious is Jesus' command? It's as serious as a wolf that's allowed to sneak into a sheep pen. What will happen if a ravenous wolf is allowed to get close to the sheep? You know what will happen. The sheep will be torn to pieces and killed. That's how serious it is. The time to beware of the wolf is not after the wolf already gets in, but before. Now, false prophets can refer to any who pretend to speak for God or about God, but end up saying things that aren't true about God. Even the evolutionary atheist can be a false prophet. He proclaims that God doesn't exist, or that God didn't create the universe as he says he did in the scriptures. So beware of them. But Jesus isn't talking about atheists in our gospel. He isn't really talking about pagan religions either. He's talking about people who try to put on the sheep's clothing of his sheep, of Christians, of those very people who call Jesus Lord, as he says at the end of our gospel. Many will say to me, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name?" And he will have to say to those people, "I never knew you." So when he says, "Beware of false prophets," he is talking primarily about those who come to you saying, "I'm a Christian. Believe me." False prophets teach false doctrines. That's what Jesus means when he says, "You will know them by their fruits." An apple tree produces apples. A crab apple tree produces crab apples. A true preacher of God produces doctrine that is good. A false teacher or a bad teacher produces doctrine that is bad. The Holy Scripture compares false doctrine to leaven, like yeast. And if you want to leaven a batch of dough, as we most often do when we make bread, that's all fine. But if you don't want to leaven a batch of dough, if you must have an unleavened batch of dough, as God requires of His church when it comes to His doctrine, then don't let even the tiniest bit of yeast get mixed in. Because if you do, it will be absolutely impossible to get it back out again, won't it? Or to keep part of that one batch of dough pure, unleavened, while the rest of it over here is leavened. Doesn't work like that. Once the yeast gets mixed in, it can never be removed. As St. Paul writes, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. So Jesus says, beware of false prophets who teach false doctrine. Now, I've heard before, even from former members of our congregation, and I know other Lutheran pastors who have heard and continue to hear, even from members of their own congregations, why do we have to talk about false doctrine and other denominations? Why do you have to focus on Lutheranism at all? Why can't you just say positive things about the Bible and positive things about other churches? Some of those people who don't like it, who ask the question, some of them even end up leaving for those very false teaching denominations because they don't like hearing about the false teaching in other denominations, which boggles the mind. But the answer is simple. Why? Because you've been given a command by the Lord Jesus, and so have I. Beware of false prophets. Not just focus on the good and happy things, but beware of the things that are false. Jesus isn't at all concerned about how uncomfortable his command may make you feel, or about hurting the feelings of those who sit at the feet of false teachers to learn from them. He sees what you do not. The grave spiritual danger that prowls at your door and will rip you to pieces if false doctrine is allowed to sneak in and lodge itself in your heart. Now that said, you know that we don't sit here week after week bashing every church that surrounds us or bashing other Christians. That's not our practice. In fact, we give thanks to God for all true Christians wherever they may be in the world, and we pray for those who are exposed to false doctrine that they may be freed from it. Now, it's different when it comes to the false teachers themselves, and sometimes we do have to name them as we did in the opening hymn today. But in the course of the Christian life, if we wish to stay on the path, then we do have to know where the edges of the path lie, and what dangers lie to the right and to the left, and where our enemy has historically tried to lead people astray, and where he's had some success in doing it. The devil, with God's permission, has filled the world with the dark smoke of false teaching, even as he has sown false prophets and doctrine of demons in every city, in every place where the true gospel has been preached. God permits it as a punishment on mankind for despising his word, and as a tool to sharpen his faithful people by driving them ever back to his word. Now, who are the false prophets to beware of? I dare not even start to name them. The list is too long. They're everywhere. And all of you who have been confirmed here have studied the Scriptures and have confessed that the Lutheran confessions, at least as far as you've studied them, are in agreement with Holy Scripture and represent the apostolic teaching of the universal Christian Church. So, beware of any teaching that contradicts these confessions. That includes everything you read on Facebook. Beware as you read. It includes every song on the radio. Beware as you listen, because not all songs are so innocent. Some very subtly try to teach you things about God or about heaven or about who goes to heaven and how you get there, or about right and wrong in general. Beware in every show on the television, in every book that you read. Be critical. Be paying attention. What is being sown here? What is being taught here? Is it all true? Is it all biblical? People may even quote Scripture. They may sound nice, may sound innocent, may appeal to your emotions, and your emotions may say, that sounds true. But if you're not watching out, they will lodge a notion in your mind that comes not from God, but from the devil. So be wary and critical of everything you see and hear. Beware also of every non-Lutheran prophet in the world. That doesn't mean every non-Lutheran preacher is automatically a false prophet. A person could conceivably preach the whole Christian truth without ever having heard of Martin Luther. But it doesn't usually work that way. Denominations form precisely because one disagrees with the doctrine of another. And if The Lutheran faith is nothing other than the Christian faith as it has been handed down from the apostles, which is what we believe it to be, or else there's no point in being Lutherans. Then you have to beware of someone who doesn't want to be associated with the Lutheran confession. Of course, as you well know, the name Lutheran doesn't inoculate someone against false doctrine, does it? On the contrary, the largest Lutheran church bodies in the world, the ELCA and its partners, can hardly be called Christian anymore, much less Lutheran. And the other medium-sized Lutheran church bodies with whom we're very familiar have their own false doctrines, their favorite ones, that they won't let go of. No, the more cunning the wolf, the more closely he will dress like the sheep. So you still have to beware. But it gets even harder than that, doesn't it? Even within a church body that teaches everything correctly according to God's word, a person, an individual in that church body, can go off on his own and begin to teach falsely. So even if you've known a faithful pastor for years, say for 11 years since he arrived here in 2007, you still have to weigh his doctrine and make sure it matches with the doctrine of Scripture. And that's the crux of the matter. To the extent that God enables you, you have to know and learn the Holy Scriptures. You can't begin to carry out Jesus' command to beware of false teachers if you don't know the Scriptures well enough to discern between what's true and what's false. But knowing the Scriptures isn't just like knowing any other book. We're not just talking about knowing some facts. If you could recite the whole Bible from Genesis through Revelation, that wouldn't quite be what we're talking about. Knowing what the words say and knowing the one about whom they're saying it and trusting in that one aren't necessarily the same thing. Jesus said of God's Word that it is truth. He also said on another occasion, I am the way and the truth and the life. To know God's word then is to know Jesus. The corollary is also true. To not really care about knowing God's word is to not really care about knowing Jesus. And to not care about false doctrine is to not care about true doctrine. So, Jesus gives you his word. He calls you to repent for the times that you have despised it or not cared about it. He offers himself as the forgiveness of your sins. And now, he places that word in your hands again today, here and at home, to study it and to know it. So know the truth in order to beware of error. Know it first according to its general outline as we review it very simply in the small catechism, the Ten Commandments, the Apostles' Creed, the Lord's Prayer, Holy Baptism, the Ministry of the Keys, and the Sacrament of the Altar. Presented there in the simplest possible way, so that if you know the small catechism, you can actually identify the vast majority of errors that you're confronted with every day in your life just from knowing your small catechism. And then work for the rest of your life on filling in the gaps in between after you've learned the general outline. Everything you need to know for your salvation is revealed in Holy Scripture and confessed also in our Lutheran confessions. And the Lord Jesus has promised His Holy Spirit, as we prayed in the collect for the day, to guide you into all truth so that you know Him as He is and so that you may do the will of your Father who is in heaven. So, come to church every Sunday, and pay careful attention when you come, not just to the sermon, but to every word that is said or that is sung. None of it is fluff. None of it is there for filler time until the really important stuff happens. Every word is chosen for our liturgy, for our hymns, for our prayers, for your learning, so that you can know God's word and his doctrine correctly, so that you can know Jesus better. And then read your Bible at home and meditate on it and come to Bible class and study the small catechism and all the Lutheran confessions and pray to God that he will keep sending faithful pastors and preachers to preach the truth of his word here and in every place. And pray to God that he will enlighten you with his gifts and grant you wisdom to know the truth, that you may also beware of error. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please stand. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.